Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. How can we build resilience and rise up as highly sensitive people? Welcome, friends. It's Tanya. And rising up can mean different things to us at different times, depending on where we are on our journey in this life. Whether it's conflicts personal in our personal lives or conflicts in the world, sensory overload, maybe it's criticism or we're suffering from a loss. Finding the courage and the strength to keep rising up, it can take all of our energy, leaving us very little to spend on anything else. And we live in an overwhelming environment and we're expected to embrace it, pressured to keep up with all the things. And when we can't, or if we need to take breaks, we're made to feel less than for it. And maybe, like me, you've also fallen down more times than you can count. As HSPs, when we fall so often, we can feel like we just don't have the emotional, the spiritual, and even the physical energy to keep getting up. Yes, there are lessons to be learned from each time we fall, but that doesn't make the fall any less painful. We can become stronger, not weaker, from each fall with self-compassion and simple practice. Thich Nhat Hanh says, in No Mud, No Lotus, both suffering and happiness are of an organic nature, which means they are both transitory. They are always changing. The flower, when it wilts, becomes the compost. The compost can help grow a flower again. Happiness is also organic and impermanent by nature. It can become suffering, and suffering can become happiness again. But what practical things can we do when we're in the thick of it? And how can we begin to see the light at the other side of our suffering? First and most important is to acknowledge, don't deny, what you're feeling. When we hide our emotions and our feelings, they stay with us. They get stuck in our minds and our thoughts and even in our bodies. But when we validate what we are experiencing, even if it's only to ourselves, we can begin to release our suffering. Understanding that our emotions come in waves, that not every thought is a happy thought, and finding acceptance in this fact is a vital step on our healing journey. Second is to breathe. Our energy, or prana, is controlled and revitalized by our breath. Simply by noticing and giving our whole attention to our breath, we can begin to bring ourselves back from overwhelm and suffering. And if focusing on your breath invites anxious feelings, try this. Find a spot to focus on. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, inhaling slowly and deeply until your lungs fully inflate, and exhale just as slowly until your lungs empty all the way. Breathe this way for a few minutes each day and call on it if you find yourself experiencing overwhelm or anxious thoughts. Remember, everything we feel and experience begins and ends with our breath. Third is to notice when we start to time travel. When we're feeling uncertain or anxious, our brains like to take trips into the past and into the future, looking into our past experiences to search for solutions or imagining what might happen later if our current state does or even doesn't change. We can easily start to spiral. Sometimes it can be really hard to pull ourselves out of the thinking trap. But once we notice, we can begin to shift our energy to the present moment. Having a go-to mantra is so helpful. You can try something like, I'm doing my best and I will be okay. And one of my favorites, I give myself permission to rest. When you've found that you're able to be present with your feelings, then you can begin to ask yourself some simple questions. Have I suffered before, and how did I get through it? What's the most realistic outcome of what I'm going through? What's one thing right now in this moment that I'm grateful for? Am I safe? And what am I truly afraid of? Are my fears based in my current reality? And sit with this one a while. The answer may surprise you. And another question to ask, what do I need to do today to rise up again? In a world that has little understanding of our sensitivity, we must cultivate compassion for ourselves. Self-compassion is an essential foundation for us as HSPs. We all have setbacks. Stumbling and falling is part of life. And if we're not falling down occasionally, we're probably not taking full advantage of what life has to offer us. And when we fall, it's not just about getting up again, but how we get up, in the way that we care for ourselves, so that as time goes on, with practice, getting up is a little easier each time. And remember, if you're in need of help, always reach out to a professional. There are some big changes coming to our highly sensitive healing community. Practical tools and practices designed for HSPs by an HSP. So if you haven't joined yet, now is the perfect time. Go to highlysensitivehealing.com to find out more. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with friends and leave a review. Leaving a review is a huge help in getting these healing messages out to more HSPs who may find them useful. It only takes a couple of minutes, and it will be so appreciated. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss any of the good stuff, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast. New episodes are released Wednesdays, and please feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. And never forget, we were given this highly sensitive life because we're strong enough to live it.